Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. Today I want to talk about a very unique topic that initially I didn't really think that it was a lot to go off of this, but I've really had some time to think about this. We're going to talk about valuables and what are they really telling us about our grief. So as you all know, that this podcast was birthed out of me losing my uncle and more recently my aunt, and I really wanted to really delve into this topic and give the opportunity for others to use it as a talking point for family, friends, and just to share, because sometimes we don't have the words, but maybe later on down the line we might, and maybe listening to something can spark conversation. So this valuable piece, you know, is very interesting to me. Probably about a month ago, I was able to get some of my aunt's things. Now, regarding my uncle, because of the stress and the short period of time we had to get things together with my uncle, we really couldn't take care of his things the way that I would have really liked for us to be able to do. So I have some feelings surrounding what may have happened to his valuables, or namely his book collection, because my uncle was very passionate about education and books and rare books, and I know that those things were near and dear to his heart. So I think when we consider our loved ones' valuables, we have to think about what type of person they were and how that relates to how we feel about their valuables. So, for example, I said that my uncle, he was very passionate about education, and he was a collector of books. He loved books. He loved knowledge. So for me, I know because that was important to him, it was something that became important to me. So when we think about valuables, we also have to think about what type of person we are. I came up with three different types of people: sentimental, heavily attached, sentimental, somewhat attached, and sentimental, not attached by things. So that sentimental, heavily attached person is someone who we might call in today's terms a hoarder, someone who keeps everything, don't want to get rid of anything. Everything means something. Piece of paper or wrapper means something to them. So that's what I think about when I hear the sentimental, heavily attached. So then we have the sentimental, somewhat attached. That sounds like someone like me. You know, I'm very sentimental. I'm somewhat attached to certain things for sentimental reasons, you know, but not everything has that same sentiment. So going back to the example with my uncle, he loved books. So certain things about books, I'm sentimental because of that reminds me of who my uncle was. But clothes, for example, he wasn't a real fashionable guy. He was kind of, you know, ordinary dressing type of guy. So clothes don't really give me that same sentiment like the books do. And then someone who's sentimental, not attached by things at all, they can have a sentimental feeling towards their loved one, but when it comes to their things, they don't really care about any of their things. So they don't really, that was those person's things, and that was that. So they're not attached. Okay, so when you think about your loved ones, things being given away, how does that make you feel? For me, it hurts my feelings because I want to have something to remember them by. Now, yes, I have my memories. I can hear you all saying, well, you have your memories in your heart and those things don't equate that person. But I love to be able to, and this doesn't necessarily only apply to people who are dead. This is for me in general. I love to look at certain things knowing that this is something that I got from a person who means something to me in my life. So when the person is dead, it is an extra added sentiment. You know, I can look at certain things and remember stories or remember moments. And so I don't want to give away those memories and that sentiment and that attachment. It's still a form of attachment to that person. Now, again, it goes back to that particular person and what they deemed as important in order for me to have that attachment. It might be different for you. And the reason I wanted to do this particular episode is because I want us to really think about that, because when our loved one dies and they leave behind things, and we have to figure out what to do with those things. And sometimes people react based on how they feel about those things. So I really wanted to kind of delve into this because it's something you just really don't think about until you're in a situation. When I went over to my aunt's home, and you know, my cousin had her things packed and ready to go, it did something to me seeing all those boxes and seeing all that stuff, and it just really got my mind going, and it was really hard for me to see it. You know, we know our loved ones leave behind things. We know they can't take them with them. And sometimes in some situations, you don't realize how much stuff your loved one have until they are gone. Because, you know, people are private. You know, they keep their things and their rooms and closets and drawers, and you don't just go and pry in people's house and be like, what you got up in here? You know, what you got? You can't just roam through and walk through. So when someone dies, that's typically the time when someone comes over or you get a phone call saying, if you want Aunt Johnny Mae's things, you better come over here and get what you want. And then that's when you get to see what they really had. And you get to learn a lot about a person based on their things. So it's interesting to kind of be in touch with how you think about things. So it might be a situation where someone has died and you get that call to come, and you might have somebody who is in the family and they say, I don't want anything. I'm not coming over there. And then you have someone who wants certain things, or they feel entitled to certain things, or I bought them this so I want it back. And you know, so then you have that kind of behavior. And then you have someone like me who is sentimental about certain things, and I only want certain things because that is the memory that I might have, and that's what I want to continue to have as a memory. And that kind of goes into the next question I had is, do you have or want certain things and why? So, you know, when you get the call and they say come over and you're getting certain things, why do you want certain things? I think it's based on the memory that you have with that person. I found it very interesting that my cousin wanted all of my aunt's plants. My aunt was, oh my gosh, she could grow anything and make it beautiful. She had a green thumb, as people would say. She had a green thumb, and all he wanted was her plants, you know. I thought that was very interesting, but I think that may have been something that they shared together. You know, the planting of flowers, or maybe there were different interactions that surrounded their relationship with flowers. Now, yep, I wanted a flower too, you know, because that planting and growing stuff is not my thing. And I knew that was something special about my aunt. But there were other things that I wanted that were special to me. Like, I wanted her Bibles. My aunt was a very God-fearing woman. And to me, the Bibles that she had were special because I knew that she communed with God. I knew that she had a relationship with God, and I wanted to know and see what were in her Bibles or what scriptures she may have highlighted or what she wrote on the inside, and to see her penmanship, and like all of those things are very important to me. So, you know, when you see certain people getting certain things, you know, it's a reason behind why they want what they want. Does it help you or hurt you to see certain things that belong to your loved ones? I think in the beginning, early on in their passing, certain things you might not want to look at. Maybe pictures or clothes, because some people are sentimental to clothes or coats or things like that, and that's okay. You know, we're all different. I want to just say this episode is just for us to kind of think about those things and not shame other people when they don't want anything or when they want certain things, because sometimes it can be looked at as, oh, you materialistic, you just want to get some money, or you just this or that. This particular episode is really for us to look at those things and those sentiments and to really just kind of think about it. So certain things you might not want to look at early on. You might just want to put it up and bring it out later, or on a birthday or a holiday or something like that. I got all these books from my aunt, but I have not read or cracked open any of the books, not even the Bibles. Sometimes certain things, it just comes to you later, and you might not open it for years later. My uncle always gave us books, holidays and birthdays or whatever. I know every last book that my uncle gave me. Like, I know which books those are. Haven't read them. Haven't read them. Certain things just, it happens. It comes to me at a different time. And that's okay. You can hold on to something for years and it'll hit you to go look at something or go read something. I think that's okay. But I think that at some point there will be a time where that item that you have or that article of clothing or that special thing from your loved one, it won't hurt to look at it, you know, at some point. I want to be very mindful and careful to say as time goes on, because as we all know now, some wounds are not healed in time. It can be 10, 15, 20 years and it still can hurt the same like it did on the first day. And it's very dependent on a person and their tools and their toolbox to facilitate that healing. So it just depends on you, those things you're using, and sometimes it just hits you and you'll be able to do certain things that you maybe didn't or couldn't do before. Is it true or false related to valuables you have? Is your healing attached to those valuables? Is that true or is that false? Only you can answer that question. Healing comes in various ways, and sometimes you can have comfort with knowing that there's something that your loved one left behind in the earth that you have, and you can look at that item and feel peace and comfort and healing. But for some, it might not be that. It could be a source of pain. It could be a source of rage. It could be a source of disgust. And I think in those situations, it's okay to give it away. If it's something that a loved one left behind that you inherited, maybe you can't stand it, or maybe, you know, it brings you anguish. That's something that you can let go, because maybe that's also symbolic of you letting go of that pain and letting go of that hurt or letting go of that anguish. So I think it really depends on how you feel about it. Knowing that I was able to have some things of my aunt, it brought me peace and comfort, because in the situation with my uncle, I was not able to get and do things the way that I would have wanted to do for him to honor his memory. And that hurts my feelings, or it makes me sad. Or so when the opportunity presented itself with my aunt, I said, I'm not going to pass this opportunity up, because I couldn't do it on that end, but I can do it on this end. So I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity, and that brought healing to me and peace to me. Although it was very difficult to continue to go over to the house and get things, but it was something that I felt like I need to do this. I need to have this experience in order to continue my grief walk and healing. What does it mean if you don't want your loved one's things? How else do you remember them? If you didn't get anything, Now, I'm not talking about not being able to because someone does not offer it and they take it upon themselves to make a decision. I'm not talking about that. Or in my uncle's case, where we were literally on a emergency trip for a week because he was dying and we were trying to take care of everything that we thought we could in that week because he was in another state, we're in another state, and being forced to only address certain things because of the limit of the time. I'm not talking about that. I mean, the person who's over the estate, they let you come, they give you free rein to what you want, and you are just like, I don't want anything. What does that mean? Now, I want to just say, because I'm using me. I use me all the time. On my father's side, when my grandmother died, I didn't feel like I wanted anything. Not that it was offered, but I didn't feel like I wanted anything because of the nature of our relationship. So we got to look at if you are the sentimental, somewhat attached person, because maybe you're the sentimental, not attached by things at all, but as the sentimental, somewhat attached, because of the nature of our relationship or the nature of our interactions not being pleasant, there was not anything I wanted to attach myself to because that sentiment was not there. So if there's someone who's like, no thank you, we got to think about what type of relationship did they have? What type of interaction did they have? Is this someone who maybe they argued, or maybe they didn't have a good relationship, or maybe this person felt left out of the family, or maybe this person wasn't around a lot and they really didn't know them, or, you know, there are a lot of different reasons. So, if we have a loved one like that, you know, let's be a little more sympathetic to their situation and what may have transpired, and really be mindful of how that could affect them as well. As always, I want to thank you for listening. I thank you for sharing this information. I want us all to have better interactions with our loved ones and our families surrounding this topic that we cannot avoid, because we all gonna experience it. Until next time.